And then Deborah sang a song. Here in verse 1 of chapter 5, then sang Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, on that day saying, and now we'll look at the song, "Praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel, when the people willingly offered themselves." And then we hear, "Hear, O ye kings, give ear, O ye princes, I, even I, will sing unto the Lord, I will sing praise to the Lord God of Israel." And then we read, "Lord, when thou wentest out of Seir, when thou marchest out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled, the heavens dropped, the clouds also dropped water. The mountains melted from before the Lord, even that Sinai from before the Lord God of Israel." This is very poetic, to be sure. And she was actually not looking for a job at all. She very frankly confesses that she was a mother in Israel. And the very fact she took the lead's no reflection on her. She was God's choice. History affords, I think, many such examples. There was Zenobia, queen of Palmyra. There's Joan of Arc, Molly Pitcher at the Battle of Monmouth. But the reflection here that God raised up this woman, and very frankly, she was one of the outstanding judges. Of course, none of them were outstanding, but she, I think, far exceeded Othniel in ability. And it's an evidence of decline, however, when women come into positions of authority. It's not a reflection on womanhood, but the reflections on manhood. When womanhood takes the lead, it's actually a sign of weakness, a sign of a flabby age. Now, we've already seen this weak-kneed general. He was a sissy, and he wanted to stay way back of the lines. In fact, he wanted to stay back at home, and he did not want to get out at all. And she had to agree to go with him before he was willing to assemble the army and go to battle against the enemy. I heard Dr. Harry Ironside many years ago tell the story about the woman that was preaching in a park up in Oakland, and he and one of his brethren friends went by. And this friend of his deplored the fact that there was a woman preaching. And he went on to say, "It's a shame that a woman gets up and preaches like that, that she shouldn't be doing that." Well, Dr. Ironside said, "I agree with you, it's a shame, but not that a woman's preaching, but that there's not a man to take her place." Regardless of what you might think, and I know I may sound like a square, especially in this day of women's rights, and I made this statement as far back as 1948. America is paying an awful price for taking women into defense, making waves and wax, and women in industry. And we will pay a price. We'll have a backwash of immorality. Well, we did, didn't we? I'm no prophet. I don't claim to be that, but certainly it came to pass. And first there was an epidemic of women shooting their husbands, deserting their children, committing suicide, and dope peddlers. And very candidly, we hear today about different things being a menace of this country. There are those that say inflation is. Others say communism is. Well, I'd like to add one. I think that the home is the place today where the greatest danger is. And that's the place where woman has a part. Now, I want you to notice that this woman, Deborah, actually, she didn't want to do this. Jabin was king of the Canaanites, and God sold Israel into slavery to the Canaanites. And when the time of deliverance came, Barak commanded the army, and he didn't want to go into battle, but God promised victory, and it was ignominious for Barak. After the battle, there was a great victory, and Deborah and Barak sang a song. It was composed by Deborah, and it's a mother's song. It's one of the first songs in the history of the race. We've seen several before. And it's one of the most important. And it was a very dark day.